Shout out to Claritev for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
We want to make sure we get the right people on the bus. And so you as the CEO and as a leader of the organization, you own that. Are you bringing the right people on the bus? Are you holding them accountable to the right culture? And are you taking ownership of the strategy that's going to be a strategy that's going to help you win? And like I said, when we get all three of those things right, I found in my career, building my last business from, you know, really a small organization to nine-figure organization, 30 to 1,000 employees in 3 years, I learned something really simple. When I get the strategy right, when I get the culture right, and when I get the people right, good things happen.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, and business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me.
Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. And guys, welcome to today's show. We are going to be talking about a topic near and dear to my heart, which is leadership. And it's not going to be a very long show, but I did want to share a little tidbit of information, something I've learned over the years. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of different leaders in different capacities. I consider myself someone fortunate enough and lucky enough to get to be a leader amongst leaders. I'm in a lot of CEO groups that I lead. I have CEOs who I'm their coach. I do that through my private one-on-one coaching business that I started after I exited my company. And then I also have my Scalement Method mastermind. And through there, we have dozens of companies we work with and help work with those leaders. So I've always been passionate about leadership. I actually got into leadership kind of a young age. I consider myself actually always to have been I'm always a person as a youngster, I would raise my hand and want to be the leader. And I don't know what it is. There's something about leadership that's always resonated for me. It's always been something that I've just kind of gravitated towards. And so, in fact, I would say my first taste of leadership was when I was a youngster, about 12 years old. I was my president of my sixth grade class, and I got a taste for power. I never wanted to give it up. But anyway, today's episode is really, I want to talk about what I believe the three things that we as leaders need to own inside of our organizations, inside of our lives. And this does, and you can kind of take this anyway. You can take this into a business organization. It could be outside of business. It could be even within, community projects we're working in, but I'm going to use the reference of our businesses. And so if you're a leader and you're in business, this applies to you. And so I always tell people there's three things that you own if you're a leader in your business. And I'm going to frame this up as being the CEO of the company. And you could be the CEO of your division, you know, you could be the CEO of one. But I always say we own three things. So if you're a CEO of a company, you own three things. And if you get these three things right, your world gets a lot easier. So I would say the first thing that we own as leaders is we own the strategy of the business. What are we doing in the business? We own that strategy. What direction are we going to? People want to be led and they want to know where are we going and why are we going there? So the strategy is really around deciding on a destination And then what's the how do I get from A to Z? What's that path I want to take? And deciding on that path. So we own the strategy when we're the leader. Now, again, if you're not CEO of a business, let's just say you're a manager, you own the strategy of your department. How are we going from A to Z? You might work in an organization that tells you, hey, Z is the result. That's what we're looking for. But you own that strategy. How are we going to get there? How am I going to get the team to move in that direction? What direction are we going to go through as we walk through that path from A to Z? So you own the strategy. That's the number one thing you own when you're the CEO, you're the leader of an organization. The number two thing that I tell everyone that they own is you own the culture. You own how people behave. And you're going to say, well, Darius, I'm not in control of the way people behave. And I'm going to call bullshit on that. You own the strategy. You own where we're going. You own the culture. You own how the behavior it is. What's the glue? What's the interaction of the people that are on your team? How are they? What's the expectation of accountability? What's the expectation of how they're going to interact with each other? When someone does something, do they do it the way that others expect them to do it? And what I've often found is culture is a word. It's one of these words that, and I apologize in advance if we have any HR folks or marketing people listening to this podcast, but culture is a word that's been hijacked by marketing folks and HR people. You know, there's that old saying by Peter Drucker is that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And I actually don't fully agree with that statement. I think that they need to coexist. But as a CEO or as a leader in an organization, you own the strategy and you own the culture, and they need to coexist in harmony. So when I say culture, what am I talking about? I'm talking about what's the values? What are the core values of the group that's interacting to get stuff done? And core values, as I talked about in my last episode, core values of the opportunity to become the language of accountability for your organization.
Hey gang, Darius Mashaza here. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. So listen, I know we have a lot of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners out there that listen to the show. And right now, if you're one of those folks and you're doing, let's call it a bare minimum of 7 figures and above in your business, then what I'd like to do is give you an offer right now. How would you like to get your hands on the frameworks that I actually used to scale my last company, which started off as a small little 7-figure company to over $100 million in annual revenue? And I did it in less than 2 years, and I did it without costly growing pains, without the headaches that you usually experience when you are scaling your business. So if you're one of those folks and you're trying to grow your company, but you're finding yourself stuck in that day to day, if you're one of the listeners and you're getting grinded, this is your respite from getting grinded on in your business, you're listening to our show, and you're dealing with the breakdowns, you're dealing with inefficiencies, and you know, you've got that firefighter suit on and all the problems lining on your desk, and you're not doing the work you're supposed to be doing, which is working on the business instead of in it, then what I'm about to talk to you about for the next, call it 60 seconds, this is precisely for you. Real quickly, though, if you don't already know this about me, prior to starting The Greatness Machine, I spent 20 years of my life as a founder and CEO of real-world companies, and during that time, I actually grew my companies to over $1.2 billion with a B in bootstrap revenue. In fact, we scaled my last company from 30 to 1,000 employees, and we did it in just 36 months, and we did it all by using a 3-step framework that I call my Scale Map Method. So that, of course, brings us to the purpose of this here mid-roll ad. Yes, this is what the podcast producers call these things. Recently, I created a 30-minute training, and what it does is it walks you step-by-step through all of my Scale Map Method frameworks, and you can watch it right now for free when you go to DariusScale.com. That's my first name, Darius, Scale, S-C-A-L-E.com. And what these frameworks do is they fix, they simplify, and they streamline every single aspect of your business, and they do it without the need for complicated scaling systems that are typically way too difficult and way too time consuming for a busy CEO like you and like myself was to implement. So if you want a simple and you want a proven path to remove yourself from the day-to-day operations, just like I did, so that you can do what you're supposed to be doing, which is leading your company to record growth without the headaches and without the growing pains, go to DariusScale.com. That's www.DariusScale.com. Watch the short video, and I'll see you guys on the inside. Now, back to the show.
So what is that language of accountability? What words are being spoken? How are people talking about what's getting done? How are they interacting? Are they speaking to each other with respect, with kindness? Are they interacting? Are they putting the client first? Are they providing servant leadership if that's the culture of the organization? Are they living the culture of the organization themselves? So as a leader, you own the strategy, you own the culture, meaning how do you show up and how do you expect others to show up? And unfortunately, marketing folks and, you know, HR folks have hijacked that word and turned it into fluff pink unicorns. No offense to the pink unicorn over my shoulder. They turned it into butterflies and rainbows and all this bullshit. And it's not, you know, maybe we express our gratitude or our care for each other by having team builds, but that's still really just a tactical example of a type of culture. Culture is how do people come together to create together? How do they coexist together? How do they level up together? So as a leader in an organization, you own the strategy, you own the culture, and last but not least, you own the bench. You own who's there. You own the people. You own the team that's showing up. And all too often, I find in business and in life, people don't want to own it. They don't want to own any of the things I'm talking about. When things don't go their way, they start to make excuses. Well, Sally didn't do her job. And I'm like, whoa. Wait a second. Who's Sally's leader? Oh, I am. And you own it. Who hired Sally? You hired Sally. Who managed Sally? You managed Sally. Who's held Sally accountable? You've held Sally accountable or not, which means you own their performance. You own the team, you own the culture, you own the strategy. And when you get those three things right, especially in business, I've learned this as an entrepreneur, when we get those three things right, magic happens. But all too often, people don't want to do the work.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply & Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius from Shazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, from canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now, I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed.
So for me, as CEO of my former businesses, or even in businesses I'm involved with now, I'm always trying to promote those three areas. How do we build a better strategy? How do we exemplify the culture and magnify the culture? How do we get more of what we already are? You know, how do I make the values come to life? You know, as I talk about, you know, I talked about it last week when we talked about my book, you know, how do I make the vision come to life? How do I get people to show up and be a part of something greater than themselves? This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about culture. And last but not least, I own the team that's going to be a part of this to make that happen. But all too often, people, they roll up their sleeves, they go micromanage, they go do the work themselves, they don't hold themselves accountable to leveling up the team. And lo and behold, they don't get what they want. And I was reading What It Takes by Steve Schwartzman this past week. I just finished the book. And he said, all we want to do is make sure nines and tens show up to work here. You know, there's a great book called Top Grading. There's another book called Who, Healing Career Wounds by Rick Gerard, my buddy. These are all books around how do we get the right people to show up. And so I really do believe that we got to get the right people on the bus, as Jim Collins likes to say, taking people from good to great, you know, top grading, as Brad and Jeff Smart say. We want to make sure we get the right people on the bus. And so you, as the CEO and as a leader of the organization, you own that. Are you bringing the right people on the bus? Are you holding them accountable to the right culture? And are you taking ownership of the strategy that's going to be a strategy that's going to help you win? And like I said, when we get all three of those things right, I found in my career, building my last business from, you know, really a small organization to nine-figure organization, 30 to 1,000 employees in 3 years, I learned something really simple. When I get the strategy right, when I get the culture right, and when I get the people right, good things happen. So I want you to think long and hard about your own personal life, about your own business, or about your teams, about the organizations that you're trying to win within, and start to take some accountability around how are you showing up to make sure the strategy, the culture, and the team that's there to get it done are the right people. And if you're finding yourself in the camp of folks out there that are complaining about the team they have, or complaining about the organization, or complaining about no one listens to me, then I would do something really important right now. So take a quick second and listen to me here. Go into your bathroom, look in the mirror and point. And that's whose fault it is if you're not getting what you want. You own it. It's your fault. But if you are getting what you want, more power to you. Get it right. Strategy, culture, people. When we do those three things, good things happen. Anyway, that brings us to a close of another episode of The Greatness Machine. I love doing my solos with you guys to teach you the things I've learned through hardship. Everything I teach is always the 10 to 20 years of getting my teeth kicked in, doing it the wrong way until there was no options left. But thank you so much for joining us. I have so much gratitude and appreciation for you guys listening to the show. And until next time, peace out. We love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. Hey there. What's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their field. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.